I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by The Super You, unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. Learn more and get your confidence up at DreAllDay.com/super. Congratulations on tuning into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you expected has yet to arrive. And on top of all of this, there is more. You get the personal initiative, the go-getter energy for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. When we put all of this together, you get the mindset, the method, and the podcast known as Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Welcome to today's episode. Today's topic is being good. We talked about this a little bit yesterday, that you better be good with your podcast if you're going to put it out there. And if you want word to spread, it has to be good. That's the only way the word is going to spread. We need people who are actually good at what they do. The numbers of people who are actually good at what they do, the numbers are getting smaller and smaller. It's an endangered species, people actually being good at what they do. I said something on, I believe I might have said it on Twitter a few weeks ago, maybe a few months ago, depending on when you're listening to this. I said, you better either be good or be popular. Ideally, you can be both, but make sure you pick at least one. The worst place you want to be is neither. But we need people who are actually good. What's happening these days as social media has exploded the way that it has? Maybe you heard of me through social media. So social media is a good thing. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with social media, but social media has allowed some people to become popular before they got good. Has any of you seen that? Have any of you ever thought that or considered that, that some people have become popular when they're not actually good at what they do? So now we got to draw a line of delineation between popularity and actually being good, and quality. Popularity and quality. We need people who are actually good at what they do. The reason that I thought of this episode, this topic here today, because yesterday what I was just specifically talking about was making sure that if you're going to have guests on your podcast, if you start podcasting, they got to actually be good at what they do. They got to have some value, first of all, in what they do themselves outside of being on your show, but then hopefully they're actually a good interview who gives some value to the audience and makes the audience want to keep listening to them, and maybe had the audience asking, hey, can we have this individual back on the show again because it was so fun listening to that person talk. Hopefully that's what you get with most of your guests. But I'm listening to this podcast, which is an interview show known for interviewing people every single episode. I'm not going to say the name of the show because I'm not trying to bash the show. There's nothing wrong with the person who has the show. It was actually the guest on the show this particular day. I'm listening to this female who labeled herself, and this is at the very beginning of the episode, the person asked them, you know, what is it that you do? You know, how do you call yourself when someone asks you, what do you do for a living? And this person claimed to be an online social influencing expert. So anyone who's a social media influencer who does any type of influencing activity online, I am an expert at teaching those people how to get the most out of what they do and teaching people how to actually become these social media influencers. This is the way that this woman labeled herself. This was not put on her. She labeled herself this way. And as I'm listening to this woman talk, She keeps talking about how she influenced this and she went and spoke at this event and this person called her and she was doing all this business. These are the things that she's saying. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, maybe I can learn how to have more influence on social media through this woman. Let me go check her out and see what she's talking about. So I went and looked her up. I found her, I think it was her Twitter that I found, and this woman was following more people than she actually followed herself. She had like 2,000 followers and she was following about 3,000 people. I said, no way, this can't be the right person. This can't be the right person to call himself a social media influencer with 2,000 followers and following 3,000 people. Impossible. I went back and checked the name again. And I said, no, this actually is the person. But I gave this person the benefit of the doubt because I said, well, wait a minute. I mean, Twitter is just one platform. Maybe they do their thing on another platform and just exclusively just kill one platform and don't pay attention to others. So I went and looked them up on Instagram. Didn't find much. I went and looked up this person on Facebook because they were specifically talking about Facebook while they were being interviewed, how they did all these things on Facebook. They did this stream and got this and all these people and all this business. And I'm listening and I'm like, okay, let me go find this person's Facebook. So first thing I did was click on the link in their Twitter bio because that's where I originally looked them up. It takes me to their website. Their website was a non-functioning site. It was their site, had their name and picture on it, but the buttons on the website didn't work. The menu button didn't work. There were supposed to be a video or something on there. The video would not play. The website was actually the exact opposite of mobile optimized. Now, some people don't specifically optimize their website for mobile, but when it's shown on mobile, you can still see what's supposed to be what, where things are supposed to go, and it will still work. This person's website did not work at all. I'm looking at it on mobile, and it didn't work at all. It was a barren front page. There was not much information on there. The little bit that was on there was complete fluff. There was nothing. I'm looking at this like, there's no way. And then they had a link. They had the little social media links to Facebook. So I clicked on the Facebook icon to take me to their Facebook page. There was not much interesting on that Facebook page. There were not a lot of likes on that Facebook page. Not even as many as they had Twitter followers. And I'm looking at this whole thing like, this person is on here telling us how great she is at teaching people to be social media influencers, how she's generated all this business because she did this thing and this thing and this thing. I'm like, this does not make any sense. This doesn't add up. It's just not adding up. She had very little influence herself. There was very little substance to what she was doing, at least on the surface of being a social media influencer. Now, could she be a great teacher or coach behind the scenes that's not showing on her website or profiles? Absolutely, she could. But if somebody tells you that they're great at doing this thing, it should be self-evident without them even telling you. If you were to follow me on social media or start listening to this podcast without looking up any bio information on me, meaning not reading or listening to anything that I said about myself, you just watch my performance and looked at the stuff I was saying and the things that I had produced, you could get a pretty good idea of what I was about just from that. That's what I mean when I say self-evident. You get a good idea that this guy's about discipline. This guy's about, you know, having that mindset, that mental game stuff in order because he's always talking about it. He carries himself that way. I see the stuff that he writes or the stuff that he promotes or the stuff that he tweets or the topics on his podcast without even listening to it. You can just browse the topics and get a pretty good idea of what this individual is about. It should be self-evident what you're about if you're claiming expert. If you're claiming expertise, it should be clear. If it's not clear, you ain't no expert. This woman was not an expert, but she was promoting herself as if she was. And she was really going, she was going kind of over the top with telling us how great things were going for her and how she had done all this and all of that. And I'm looking like, this woman is garbage. This woman is shit. But she's telling us that she's the exact opposite. That's what led me to talking about this here today, that we need people who are actually good at what they do. Yes, you can promote yourself, get your name out there, let people know how good you're doing if you're actually doing it. Don't lie. When you are actually good, there are certain things that are going to happen to you in life. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. When you are actually good, point number one, you will stand out by contrast. Just by being good, on top of the promotion, on top of popularity, if you happen to have either of those things, when you are good, you will stand out by contrast because you will be surprised based on the story that I just told you. That is far from the only one. There are a whole bunch of them. You'd be surprised how many people who have a brand name, quote unquote brand name, or are out there in any way being interviewed, speaking on stages, have a whole lot of followers somewhere, who have very, very little substance behind what they're doing. They offer very little value when they actually open their mouths or put their pen to a paper or their fingers to a keyboard and actually share something. They have very little to say. You'd be surprised how many of those are. And you've probably come across some yourself. What we call that is a whole lot of sizzle. See, getting people interested and people excited and looking and saying, damn, I'm really anticipating what this person's going to do. We call that sizzle, right? That gets people interested. It gets you paying attention. But the steak is what you actually eat. You ever go to a restaurant and you see the waitress walk by holding some plates and the food smells really good and you're looking at it like, damn, that looks good, but it's not for you. It's for somebody else's table. That's the sizzle. All right. That's what gets you interested. It piques your appetite, whets your appetite. You're looking at it like, damn, I might want to try that. You ask the waitress, what plate was that that you just brought to that table over there? I might like that. That's the sizzle. That's the thing that gets you looking and paying attention and anticipating. But the steak is what you actually eat. So if you go order something, but the food is terrible, then the sizzle was great, but the steak was horrible. You're not coming back to that restaurant because they sold you a dream that didn't end up coming true. You'd be very surprised. Again, if you are good, you will stand out by contrast because you got the steak and you got the sizzle that goes with it. Point number two, when you are good at what you do, today's topic is we need people who are actually good. When you're good, this is what will happen. People will eventually come seeking you out. This is something that I tell athletes often because I get athletes who come to me telling me that because of where they are, their geographical location, whether that is some country which doesn't produce a lot of professional basketball players or even college basketball players, and maybe the country basketball just doesn't rank as one of the most important sports or popular sports, or an athlete who could be here in the United States who says, well, I play for a small school or I'm in a small town or my teammates aren't that good or the league isn't that good. I hear from athletes often who are giving me this reasoning for why they aren't getting the attention they think they should get. It's because of their geographical location or their league, their teammates, etc. Listen, and this is what I say to those athletes. When you are good, people will seek you out. People will come looking for you when you're good at what you do. I talked about this last month in an episode about Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. I've gotten better at saying his last name. The Greek freak from the Milwaukee Bucks, who's one of the top 10 players in the NBA right now. He was playing in Greece in some league in which he was so much bigger, stronger, faster, and better than his opponents that it looked like a teenager playing against middle schoolers when you looked at the highlight film or the game footage that he had before he was drafted. It didn't even look like it was real. This guy obviously is better than the players he's playing against, but how good is he really? Because look who he's playing against. He made them look so small and so weak against him, even though they were his same age group. The point is, he was so good that people came and sought him out. The point is, people were actually having those conversations like, how good is this guy really? I mean, he looks good. Let's send somebody out there to go see him. That's what happens when you're really good at what you do. People will come find you. And if people don't come find you, you can go find them, show them how good you are, perform and show how good you are, and they'll call you back and say, hey, we'd like you to come back. We'd like you to come do that again. We'd like you to come join our team. We'd like you to come do something for our business. We'd like you to come work here at this company. People will come and seek you out when you are actually good at what you're doing. Now, again, if they're not coming to seek you out, go to them, show them what you can do, and they'll call you and say, hey, how about you come back? How about you stay? How about you just actually don't even go home? Just stay here. People will come seeking you out. When they seek you out, make sure you charge them. When people come seeking you out and they say, I want you, we want you to do this, we want you to offer this value, make sure you charge them. Don't undervalue your contribution. If somebody, I heard James Altucher say this on his podcast, a really good point. He said, anytime somebody called me or calls me and asked me to do something, they want something from me, I immediately go into negotiation mode. I said, that is some very good advice. He wasn't even trying to give advice. He was just saying it. So he was talking to his guests on his podcast, and they were telling a story of how someone called them and wanted something from them. And James interrupted and said, which he's apt to do. He interrupts a lot on his podcast. And he said, listen, as soon as somebody calls me and they want something from me, I immediately start negotiating because I know they want something. So now I'm going to get what I want in exchange for them getting what they want. So make sure when people come seeking you out, you go into negotiation mode and you get what you want in exchange for them getting what they want, because what they want is you. Point number three. Today's topic, again, is what we need in this world. We need some people who are actually good at what they do, not just promoting yourself, not just the sizzle, but we need the steak. Point number three. When you are really good, this is what happens. You got to get to work on getting yourself known. If you're really good, but you don't seem to have the attention right now, and often this is what I get from people when they come to me with their challenges. Usually the challenges that I hear from people is I'm really good, but I'm just not getting attention. I have never had anyone say to me, I get a lot of attention, but I'm not good. I don't have too many people say to me, listen, I just need to get better. Usually people don't come and just say, I need to get better, because The solution to that is, well, look, you got the Work On Your Game podcast. We got all the products that Work On Your Game you. We got hoophandbook.com for you basketball players. We got the books that I've written, which you can find on Amazon or at DreAllDay/books. So if you just need to get better, you don't really need any guidance. You already know what you need to do. It's people who say, well, listen, I'm already good. I already got the skill, but nobody knows me. Listen, if you have skill and people don't know you, then your next step is to get yourself known. Why aren't you getting yourself known? I told you in episode number 648 that being well-known, being famous makes your job that much easier because people are already looking at you. If you're good on top of the fact that they're looking at you, you explode. All right, that's what happens when people are known and good at the same time. Everything just explodes for them. Now, if someone's known and not really that good, they may be doing okay. And if someone's good and they're not that known, they're going to be working hard. There's going to be some struggling and striving, but they can still, you know, make things happen for themselves. But what you want to be is very good and get known at the same time. If I had to tell you which one to do first, get good first. Get good first so people's first impression of you is, damn, this person's good. First impressions are hard to change. Episode 648, again, that's about why being famous will help you get a whole lot of things done and get them done a whole lot quicker than you will just by being good. When you are good, when you know you're good, start promoting how good you are to start spreading that word and make sure you can back it up. See, if you tell somebody that you're really good at what you do and they give you an opportunity to do it and you're not good, you will never, ever get another opportunity with that person again. You will never, ever get an opportunity with anyone that person talks about you to again because you already proved that you're not good. You sold the sizzle, but you had no steak. You understand? So today's topic, as we recap, which is we need people who are actually good, not people who are promoted and popular, not people who are known, but people who are actually good. We need people known and popular too, but we need people who are good more than we need popular and known people. Number one, you will stand out by contrast when you are actually good at what you do because there are so many people who have brand names, a whole lot of sizzle, but very little value, very little stake. Point number two, when you are good, people will eventually come seeking you out, wanting something from you. When someone wants something from you, go into negotiation mode and get something from them in exchange. That's just the way things work. It's only right. And point number three, when you are good, you need to get to work on getting known. Episode number 648, I talked about how being famous does things for you. It makes things easier for you. When you are good, start promoting yourself so everybody knows that you're good. And when you get an opportunity to prove it, make sure you're able to back it up and stand on your words. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I got four things I'm going to give away to you for free at DreAllDay.com/game. Number one is my first book, Buy a Game. It is my early basketball story from when I first started playing up through my college years. You can get that PDF completely for free from me. Number two is How to Play as Well as You Practice. This is for athletes, entertainers, performers, salespeople, anyone who wants to make sure that your practice performance translates to the actual live performance. Number three, all you players who want to play basketball overseas, I have an exclusive video, How to Find Yourself an Agent to Help You Get Your Career Started. And number four, 101 Content Creation Ideas. For any of you who want to start a podcast, a blog, a website, write a book, be a speaker, 101 ideas for you to go put yourself out there that you will never run out of ways to come up with content. You can get all four of these free giveaways at DreAllDay.com/game. That is DreAllDay.com/game. You're welcome. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work On Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work On Your Game.